Stock D'Souza dictating on Peggy Martinez. Peggy, P-E-G-G-Y. Martinez is M-A-R-T-I-N-E-Z. Martinez. Date of birth is 2-2-1980. Date of visit is 9-26-22. Please make a copy for Muhammad Usmani, U-S-M-A-N-I. Usmani Muhammad is M-U-H-A-M-M-A-D. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is shortness of breath and history of pulmonary embolism. Next paragraph, history of illness. This is a 42-year-old obese female with a history of pulmonary embolism. Initially diagnosed in April of this year, has been on oral Eliquis 5 milligrams twice daily. The patient states she is experiencing shortness of breath with exertion, chest tightness, palpitations, inability to exercise due to dyspnea, and has fatigue. She had near syncopal episodes since her discharge 4 months ago. The patient also was found to be anemic and apparently has been on oral iron. She denied any myoptosis, fevers, or chills, and had no recent chest x-ray. The CT chest done on 4/5/22 showed a pulmonary emboli in the right lower lobe arteries with minimal clot burden and bibasal atelectasis. The patient has gained more weight and has mild leg swelling. No calf muscle pains. Okay, I'll take it.
I took it.
The patient has no history of sleep apnea and states that she has no snoring. Next paragraph. Past history. The patient's past history includes history of pulmonary embolism, denies hypertension or diabetes. Denies significant surgery. Next paragraph. Allergies. Known drug allergies are listed. Next paragraph. habits, the patient denies smoking and no alcohol use. Next paragraph, family history, non-contributory, mother died of surgical complications, father's illness unknown. Next, system review, the patient has shortness of breath, wheezing, chest tightness, she has urinary frequency, stenosis, abdominal pains, nausea, heartburn. She has occasional chest pains, arm pain, and palpitations, and anxiety attacks. She has no joint pains, muscle aches, no seizures, but has headaches, no memory loss, no skin rash, no itching. She has dizziness and occasional sore throat. Next, Medlist, Eliquis, 5 milligrams, BID. Next, physical exam. This very obese, middle-aged, fired female is alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure is 130/80. And pulse is 104, respirations 20. Temperature 97.8, weight is 240. Saturation is 95. HE India, non-phthalic pupils, reactive and equal. Tongue is mild, throat is mild, injected, ears not inflamed. Neck supple, no lymphadenopathy, no thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and diminished breath sounds of the periphery. Heart, the absence of regular asthma and S2, no murmur, no S3. Abdomen is soft, protuberant, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, mild edema. Peripheral pulses are well felt. There's no calf tenderness or swelling. Reflexes 1 plus. There are no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Chronic dyspnea. Number 2, history of pulmonary embolism. Number 3 is obesity. Number 4, possible hypertension. And number 5 is question mark obstructive sleep apnea. And number 6 is exogenous obesity. Next plan, the patient will be advised to get a ventilation perfusion lung scan. To evaluate for chronic thromboembolism. Also get a 2D echocardiogram to rule out pulmonary hypertension. Get a complete pulmonary function study. And also advised her to have a sleep study. Weight loss was discussed. And cardiology evaluation was suggested. So we'll use a Ventolin inhaler, 2 puffs, QIDPR, and continue with anticoagulation. I recommend for a follow-up in 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Muhammad Usmani, USMANI, Muhammad.